When you've been treading water for so long, or you've been trying to swim against the current, it's exhausting. But then a crisis comes along and it's like a giant wave, right? You've tried harder and harder, but it's not working anymore. In these moments, it's easy to think that this situation is terrible. This is a catastrophe. This is unfair. You might think like, why does this always happen to me? Or you might feel like giving up or withdraw into negative coping, like drugs or screens, or maybe you just feel really angry and resentful at the universe. You might think, I can't keep doing this anymore. And I'll quote Ibrahim, a fictional psychiatrist from the Thursday Murder Club. He says, never waste a good crisis. In each of these moments, we have the ability to choose. So when life overwhelms your current capacity, when your current skills and coping mechanisms just aren't cutting it, this might be the only type of opportunity to get you to level up and let go of your old coping skills and build new ones, better ones, healthier ones. This crisis might be a gift, a chance to stop treading water or just trying to keep your head afloat. Now, this is how I like to think about this. We reframe these situations as an opportunity to level up. And often when I see these crises, it's the toughest people who are the ones who get themselves into these situations because they're trying so hard to do it all by themselves. Let me give you an example. I recently talked with a woman in our membership. Let's call her Kay. She was divorced from an abusive husband, and she's a single mom to two girls. And all of this is on top of her very demanding career. So for years, Kay has been okay. She's done everything in her power to hold it all together, to work harder, to study more self-help, and then be the perfect mom. She was also the stalwart for her family. Everyone talked to her and reached out to her for support in her family. And then a close family member ended his life by suicide. And it came completely out of the blue. No one knew he was struggling. And now everyone in her family is relying on her and they keep reaching out to her for support. So with all this stress and demands, Kay feels like she's drowning now. Her body's falling apart and she just can't do it anymore. How could this be an opportunity to level up instead of a catastrophe? Now, I do want to say first, if I was sitting with her, I would absolutely spend time listening and feeling with her. It's okay that things are hard. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to grieve. Whether our world is falling apart or it's someone else's, I think it is important to give a time and a space to feel and express emotions. That's okay. And then when Kay is ready, when you're ready, we're going to frame this crisis as an opportunity to level up, to learn and grow. This crisis is an opportunity to do something different.